Proclamation number 8597 of 26th of August, 1963. Value of traditions about Jesus Christ. What you have taken over of spiritual material through traditions, that will not help you to a living faith when you do not awaken the spirit to life through an effect of love in you, and you therefore now also win the inner conviction of the truth of the spiritual material supplied to you, and you will then also recognize where error has crept in. Pure truth does not remain pure among men, but it is again and again offered to man through my spirit. He who has not yet awakened his spirit himself accepts everything without hesitation, even if it no longer corresponds to the pure truth, or he rejects the traditions as unprovable, therefore doubtful. What happened in Jesus' time has only been passed on from person to person, but there is no evidence for it. It is handed down from person to person, and it also goes without saying that it will be passed on again and again in an amended form the less people live in love and are therefore unawakened in spirit. Since my adversary only ever fights against the truth in order not to lose you humans to me, he will also again and again ensure that error creeps in, for he can influence the thinking of people who are without love. And you men of the present time would think completely wrongly if pure truth could not again and again be guided to earth through my spirit, which exposes error and gives men clear, unadulterated knowledge about all events at times of Jesus, about everything what is connected with Jesus and his work of redemption. And again pure truth will be presented to men through the Spirit, and whether also again and again new redemption periods begin. Pure truth will give information and again be accessible to men when they just let the Spirit have an effect in them, when they desire and receive pure truth from me myself. For spiritual knowledge cannot be fathomed with the intellect. It can only be given to you through direct illumination, through the pouring out of my spirit into you. No matter whether the flow touches you directly or indirectly, truth always only goes out from me. But man as such will always make changes as long as his influence is still possible for my opponent. Because of the imperfection of men, and the longer times pass, the more educated is spiritual knowledge and the less conclusive are the reports, which are handed down from man to man. But who only relies on such traditions, he will constantly deviate more from pure truth. He will believe blindly and finally be entangled in a dense undergrowth. He will no longer find his way through error. He will move in a darkness of spirit, which can only be broken through by a light from above, by a ray of my divine love sun, which can only then radiate into a man when he establishes the union of his spirit spark to the Father Spirit from eternity through love work. Then he will be instructed in pure truth, then he will also attain exact knowledge of the events, which lie long time back. He will also learn everything about Jesus' earth walk, and he will also be able to believe convinced what is submitted to him about it. For he receives this knowledge from me myself as soon as he unites with me. My spirit instructs him from within, he needs no worldly teacher, and he will still possess greater knowledge than those who only ever draw their wisdom from traditions and who claim their intellect. However, this can easily be worked on by my adversary, and the human being then represents results of thought which never originated with me and therefore can lay little claim to truth. Spiritual work in man always guarantees a supply of purest truth, But without such man is neither able to muster a living faith nor to represent clear knowledge, because out of own power he cannot solve such problems, which reach into spiritual area. And if he tries, he will only represent error and contribute little to the breaking through of the spiritual darkness which lies over humanity. But who desires that a light shines for him, also about the events which already lie far back, he will also be enlightened about it in all truth. Only he is to kindle love in himself, which earns him the awakening of the spirit. Then he also enters into contact with me myself, and I can now let my spirit flow into his heart, because he has voluntarily opened it through his desire and his love activity for my ray of love light from eternity. Amen.